I think it's odd to them to see two women making love, or two men making love, at a very impressionable age, you know, where they know what's going on. I'm sure you didn't think they were playing games.
Yeah, but I would never think that it would be that destructive unless there was something about the household that made it that. Like, I would think they would just think, well...
Oh, I think he saw them high a lot, you know, uh-huh. and friends there drinking and, you know, girls necking, I'm sure.
Yeah. I would think that that would be, you know, just... Well, what about in relation to your nieces and nephews? Like, are any of them gay? And would you, how would you feel about it if they were, if one of them came up to you and said, well, I think I might be gay, would you talk
about
it? It wouldn't bother you.
No.
Would you try to help them sort it out and stuff?
Well, if they wanted me to. If they wanted some advice, sure. But I wouldn't discourage them. If they were kids, that's another story.
If they were kids, what would you say?
Well, I'd feel badly because they wouldn't even know what they were doing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if they're responsible, you know, 18 plus, I don't think I would discourage them, no. Because I don't think gay life's that bad. Let's face it. It certainly is no worse than any other life. The straight life is no better roses either. Not many kids are destroyed by their own parents.
Right, that's how I always thought. So that's why I assumed if it was a good household, it wouldn't make any difference whether they were gay parents or straight. That I assumed that the issue is whether it's a good household, whether there's a lot of love. But you're not so optimistic about that, huh?
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about this. I only know of the one particular case, myself, which did not turn out well. You know, I've never really known that many gay mothers. I think there's more gay mothers now.
Right, there are.
I don't remember that many gay mothers when I was first out.
Well, I think it's a tough question. I don't think we know a lot.
No, of course not.
What about your friends? Do they ever agree with you or disagree with you on this
sure.
subject? Are there anybody who disagrees with you
sure.
on this? There are, huh? Do you all debate it at all?
Yeah.
You do, huh? Okay, what else was I wanting to know about? Right on that subject, really. When you think about a good world, do you think of it like everybody having the choice to be gay? And would you imagine that more than the numbers would be gay than are gay now, like 50% of the people? Do you think there'll always be only a few gay people in the world?
I think there's many more gay people than we're even aware of.
Huh.
That are still positive cases, I'm sure.
So you assumed if there wasn't so much oppression that there'd be quite a lot of gay people?
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure. I don't think of a completely gay world as being utopia either, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
But you see,
I think it's a good balance. I do. I think there should have a choice. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
I certainly wouldn't want to see a completely heterosexual world or a completely gay world. I think we need the balance.
Mm-hmm. Why? What do you think is good about the balance?
Because I think the reproduction is good.
Uh-huh.
I think relationships with, like, even say men you work with, you know, isn't that obnoxious to me? You know. Where were we?
We just finished something, so it was okay. I wanted to ask you about how you think about your life alone now. Like, when you first were gay, was that something that scared you, that you'd be living alone a lot?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And now you're not frightened of it. Do you like being alone?
Mm-hmm.
You do, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever think of being in another relationship?
No.
No, huh? So, but you find, because you have friends and everything, that that's
okay. I don't really find that that's important to me anymore. You know, like having a special, you know. I don't really find that that means that much to me anymore. I mean, it did, you know, well, it did years ago. But I don't miss it. And I don't know whether that's abnormal or normal. But I really don't.
So when you, so you would say to young people who are scared about being alone is
that's
when they're older.
Because if you have friends, you don't need.
Right, so the people
you really
should.
You don't need, you know, to worry.
And you should put time into building your friends.
Right.
And then you.
And if you're loyal to them, they're loyal to you.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And so you would say gay people make good friends.
Oh, I think so.
Huh.
I think so.
Do you know, well, this is might be a silly question, but, like, do you think that we make better friends than straight people?
Yeah, I agree. Yes.
You do, huh?
Absolutely.
I wonder why that is.
I don't know. I think there's almost, like, a more camaraderie sort of thing. And we have a lot more in common.
And we know we don't have
and
that much else.
And you don't have to worry about, you know, about what you say, that, you know, you're going to hurt someone. Because I don't think they're as sensitive about themselves. I don't. I find that they're easier to talk to, you know, because they've been through a lot more. They've taken a lot more. And I think they, you know, get a little calloused, maybe. Or nothing can really, really hurt them, you know, after that initial hurt. I mean, you can't get hurt again like that, you know. And I think this makes you, I wouldn't say tough, but it makes you a lot more, more tolerant. Of people, you know. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, if somebody says something, you'd think, oh, you know, you'd want to kill him. And I'd think, oh, you imbecile, you know.
Right.
You know, you, well, you have to get a little smarter, right? You have to progress.
Somewhat, right, right. Well, I think I pretty much covered everything. The only thing I wanted to go back to was Bessie Belanca.
Oh,
I wanted to ask you, because I realized...
I wish I had known her better. I really do. You never know her in June. She knew that. Whole group, you know.
Set, yeah, right. That's interesting.
But I told you, they didn't come to the bars. They went to all the elegant places.
That's what I wanted to know. If you just could talk about the little bit that you do know.
Well, she, I remember she had a flower shop.
Uh-huh.
And a couple of the, one of the gay boys whom I knew was working for her. And I asked her one time, I said, what is she like now to work with her? He said, well, she's very nice. And we worked with her for a few years. And she was... up in years, and she wasn't that funny then. And he said she, like, often had talked about, you know, when she was young and all the things she had done. I guess she had, like, one of the first cars in Buffalo and this kind of thing. She was really, you know, gay blade, but also had money, which helped.
Mm-hmm.
Her family was very influential. You know, I guess one brother was a doctor, and father had owned, like, a furniture company or something. So they were not poor. It wasn't that she was a struggling lesbian, let's face it.
Right.
And her family was very protective, evidently.
Mm-hmm.
And she had gone back, evidently, to live at home, you know.
Hmm.
And which was, I suppose, quite nice, you know. It was nice that she could do this. And it was very interesting to me because I was really interested in, like, her era, you know, which was probably the 20s and 30s, you know.
Right, 20. Right.
But he said... like, she would never think of going, like, stopping in, like, any of the bars that were open at that time and having a drink. She was, like, I guess because she didn't know anybody. Don't forget, she had never hung around any of those kids, you know. So she really didn't know them.
Was it age that made a difference, or was it also class, or both?
I think it was, like, a caste system they had. I really do.
Huh. So, like, what?
They were more, you know, the people she hung around with were all, like, professionals and... families were influential, very affluent, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that she would have considered even hanging around with, you know, like us, say, at the bars, you know.
So that would be very divided.
Oh, sure.
Do you know if that kind of division exists today?
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't, huh? So you don't think there's women who are from influential families who form their own set of gay,
no.
Lesbians?
They just hang around with different cliques, and they, if they live, like, out, you know, out in the outskirts,
mm-hmm.
They're not about to come all the way downtown, especially in, you know, like we used to, you know,
mm-hmm.
We'd go anywhere. But I don't think that they're apt to do that, you know, as much.
Do you think those old days, let's say in the 40s with this Bessie Belanca, there were probably gay men in her circle as
oh,
well
sure,
as gay women?
There were.
Mm-hmm.
The they traveled with a whole group of gay guys. They were very. I remember one that she hung around with. Who was a friend of this boy who worked in the flower shop. Mm-hmm. Who was like the manager or something, burgers, and he was quite a nice person. I had met him, you know, and he came down to the bars, which I thought was funny. Hmm. But they were more, I'd say, outgoing than the girls were.
Uh-huh.
Girls kept to themselves, you know, except when they were out with the guys. Then I guess maybe they did go slumming once in a while, but they sure never came to the bars when I was there. And I used to always think, gee, where do they go, you know, and I found out where they go. Go to the Westbrook and the Park Lane, and, you know.
So, and they would go and be gay at the Park Lane?
Mm-hmm. And Bessie was very butchy looking. She had a picture of her, because you would die when you see her.
Right.
Very, very masculine woman. I mean, really masculine looking.
But she couldn't wear pants then, or did she?
They wore slacks.
They did wear slacks.
Uh-huh.
That's amazing.
Yeah, they wore slacks.
So she would take her girlfriend to the Park Lane. I guess money counts.
And how? We could get it anywhere. Are you kidding? They wouldn't turn her away.
Right.
Probably spent a fortune in these places.
That's interesting. We interviewed a 70-year-old woman, a woman who was out till the 40s and then got married. So then she has no sense of the gay life since then, really. But she...
That's interesting.
Yeah, it was. It was very interesting.
Yeah.
And she said Madeline had met her through work.
Yeah.
She said that the women who were butchier looking at her time were women who had money because they could afford
to... afford to dress the way they wanted to.
Right. So that was interesting to me.
Well, it's just like the article that Abra found.
Right, that was...
On that Eleanor. She was another one from an affluent family. You know, they had money.
Right, and so that the only way the women from June's set could go out looking really butchy is if they went to Ralph Martin's, but otherwise they had...
restaurants. They wouldn't go to, like, say, they would not go to a good restaurant, say, at that time it was like Oliver's and the Westbrook,
mm-hmm.
Park Lane, trying to think of Bobby's Old Spain, you know, those kind of things. They were very nice, elegant restaurants. I doubt whether they would have gone in slacks. I know they wouldn't. Mm-hmm. Not in a group, you know?
And when you all went out for your anniversary, you would try to look, you know?
Oh, sure.
Well,
you were going to another different place, you know.
Right. What kind of places would you go for your anniversary? Do any of them still exist?
Oliver's is still there.
Oh,
and Oliver's used to be a fantastic restaurant.
Have you been there recently?
No.
Maybe. It's on Delaware.
On Delaware, near Amherst.
I used to live right near it. I never went.
No, I haven't been there in years, and that used to be one of the nicer restaurants. Bobby's Old Spain was on Main Street. That's gone. That was very pretty. Beautiful restaurant. And... as I said, there's a few that I'm trying to think, you know, like what closed. So many have closed. Park Lane was always, you know, very expensive.
Did you ever go there?
No. Mm-hmm. No. Not when I was going, you know. No, I didn't go to Park Lane until I went with Rosemary. That was the first time I was at Park Lane.
Huh. I've never been there.
Yeah. It really isn't all that, you know.
Okay.
You haven't really missed anything.
Huh. Well, let's see about this Bessie person. Like, can you think of anybody who's alive today who would have known her that it might be good for us to interview?
Well, I don't know if she'd be interviewed, but I remember the friend that I've had for a while.
Yeah. We're going to try in time.
She'd be great. She would be great to interview.
Right.
She remembers way back, before June.
Right, I guess we're going to have to think about it, and I think I'll give her a call and see what
she would be marvelous to interview.
Right.
Because she did a lot, believe me. She knew a lot of people, you know.
Do you think there are any gay men who would know who was still alive that you know?
Oh, sure. I said, I don't know if they would, you know, be interviewed.
Interview.
Like Georgie Ventor, Georgie Dalton. They're all from, you know, that I met years ago.
Right, Bobby said to me she thought he was 70. My guess is that he'd be interviewed, just seeing him at Texas Hunts.
I wonder.
Because he was clearly, you know...
Oh, he's very friendly, yeah.
Right.
But I don't know if he would go through an interview.
Mm-hmm.
And it wouldn't be because of... he may not just he may not want to because of other reasons. I mean, it wouldn't be, I'm sure, because he was trying to hide he was gay. I don't think that would be the reason.
He'd be worried about whether he'd say something that would hurt other
people.
Well,
yeah, and he probably wouldn't remember, you know, a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Although he's pretty sharp.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, he's 70. Plus, he's
72,
73. He looks fantastic, doesn't he?
He does. I would never believe it. God, I hope I can keep going like that.
I said there's a whole group that are up in their years. They're all in their 70s.
Well, can you think of anything I didn't ask you about that would be important?
I don't know what else you could have asked me, really. I think we've covered a lot of things.
Oh, good.
Can you think of anything?
I can't.
When you make notes, do you have certain questions, you know, that you could follow, like, a little format? Because I don't, you know, as I said, I don't know, like, what you need to know.
We had questions that followed a format, but you don't want to be too rigid, because
no,
if you're too rigid, then it gets boring.
No, but kind of sort of, like, you know.
Had points
yeah.
to cover. Yeah, I thought we had
like
covered
an outline,
the different
you know, that
points. Right. I know, did you ever, you know, do any sports yourself, or write any poetry, or do any writing, or anything like that yourself?
Writing?
Uh-huh.
No, I was never that creative.
Did you know women in the community who were?
Yeah.
Would you all ever read poems to mm-hmm. yourself and stuff?
Well, she used to write free verse.
Who was this?
She's dead.
Oh, a woman.
She just died
uh-huh.
a few years ago,
uh-huh.
about 4 years ago. And she was a very close friend of mine, Richard Bell. And she used to write free verse. She loved writing. And we, you know, she let us read some of the things that she wrote. And she started a book years ago when I first knew her. And I guess she was working on it all the time. But, you know, it was one of those things. She was a professional girl. She was busy, and then she had a lot of problems health-wise. I don't know if she was still working on it when she passed away. I really don't.
Hmm.
I should really ask her friend, you know.
Wait, was it a book of poems or a book about
free verse?
Free verse.
Yeah,
huh?
So I don't really know if she still has the book. She probably does. It's very good.
Huh.
And she liked, she read a lot. She encouraged us to read a lot of things that I ordinarily wouldn't have read, that I enjoyed. She was a literary person in the group.
She was.
Yeah, she was very good. She really was. And most of the things that she, you know, suggested you read, I enjoyed. Like, I had never read Khalil Gibran until she introduced me to him many, many years ago, you know, when I was very young. And I said, I don't think I would have been as appreciative, you know, of a lot of things if it hadn't been for her. You know, she was a close friend of June's.
And so she was from June's set.
Mm-hmm.
Was she an important person in keeping the set together?
Yes.
Yes. What about in Rosemary's set? Is there one person who's important in keeping that together? And
no, I think she is the most important.
It's Rosemary.
Yeah, she's the nucleus of, like, anybody gathering, you know, together. She's great for that.
Mm-hmm.
She likes groups of people. She likes to have them to her home. She likes to entertain. And she, you know.
And this was more the role that this woman who died
mm-hmm.
had. She was more
yeah,
like
well, she
that.
Was more influential, I think, with more girls, because I think she was unique, you know, to the point where she was different. She was different from Rosemary, let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She was more serious. I mean, she took things more seriously.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, like if she liked something, oh, she got very enthused and you had to read it, or you know, or she'd buy copies and, you know, force her to read it, you know, that kind of thing. And she always gave books for presents.
Uh-huh.
That was her thing. Gave you books, you know. Which was good. You know.
And so did she encourage and help people in the
yes.
set to get ahead
oh, yes.
and to learn
yes.
and things like
she,
that?
She helped at least 4 people that I know through school, which I thought was marvelous. We wouldn't have never had the opportunity to go to school, college, you know.
Did she have independent wealth, or
mm-hmm.
did she
yeah,
wish
she had money?
She had money, huh?
Mm-hmm. But she was very generous with it.
And also, clearly, she identified with people who didn't have that
mm-hmm.
much money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And encouraged people, you know, to do things which they would not have done, I'm sure, you know.
Yeah.
Like, even June. June worked at a parachute factory where they made parachutes, you know. And she encouraged her to go to school,
mm-hmm.
continue on school, became an X-ray technician. As I said, she did a lot of good. She never did anything bad for anyone. They always improved, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Was she an only child, too?
Yes.
She was.
She had one sister who died. Interesting, isn't it?
Is she the woman whose funeral the letter was read to her friends?
No. That was another one.
So her funeral was organized by her?
Her funeral was very different. Mm-hmm. Her funeral was really, you know, nothing. She didn't want anything that was ostentatious, or she didn't want a funeral, she just wanted to be cremated. Mm-hmm. But we did have a service for, you know.
Was it a predominantly lesbian service?
Yes.
It was. And did lesbians speak about her, or how did it?
One did.
Was her family there, or she didn't have any family?
No one was left.
Well, that must have been a tremendous loss for people. Mm-hmm. How old was she?
55.
What did she die from?
She had a coronary. But she had had other complications, you know, that led up to her coronary. They said she'd always had, you know, problems with her health. She had had tuberculosis as a young girl when she was going to college. Mm-hmm. And she went to college in Pennsylvania. She lived in Pennsylvania before she came here. And once she graduated from her college, she came here and worked in the hospital here. She was a lab technician, and she had her own lab. Mm-hmm. But I've never known anybody who encouraged people more. Really, never. Mm-hmm. Especially for education, you know. Or if they didn't want to go to school, she made sure that they read good things and were aware of, like, anyone that was appearing, you know, like a lecturer. And it was really interesting. As I said, there were a lot of things that I thought, oh, I don't want to go to that, you know. She said, you'll enjoy it. And I did.
That sounds a little bit like me. People always tease me about that.
But I think
that
this is marvelous. I do.
You better
go. I wish I could
be
this much of an influence on people. Yeah. I'm not, you know, I don't push them enough, you know?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Did she also bring the attention to people of gay material that was being that she would keep up on that,
mm-hmm.
too? Huh? What, did she have a big library?
Yes.
She did.
Oh, yes. She was aware of, I think, of the publications that were current or that were good, you know, that she did, that she thought were good. And you wouldn't get a distorted view of, you know. But I think she culled, you know, information. And I think she spent a lot of time doing it, too, so that, you know, you would get a good education and just listening to her, you know.
Did she know Bessie Belanga and those
no.
people?
No.
She came here
later.
No, she
came here afterwards, yeah.
That's interesting. And was she a particularly close friend of yours, or she was particularly close to everybody in this set?
Good friend of mine, too. Jim's of mine. In fact, the three of us lived together for quite a while.
You did?
Mm-hmm. When she was between, you know, friends.
And you two were together, you lived together.
Mm-hmm.
And that worked out fine.
Oh,
there wasn't
yeah.
competition between
oh,
her and
no.
June or
mm-hmm.
anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So she stands out as one of your few butch close
friends
who weren't
yes,
lovers.
That's right. I said I didn't have one, did I?
Right, but she.
I forgot about her. That's awful. How could I forget her? Yes, she was very
well,
close.
Well, you haven't seen her in a long time. Five years?
She died 5 years ago.
She died
from. But it's funny because I really forget. How could I forget? Now? It's funny.
That might be a little bit like Madeline and Bobby. You know that Madeline's always been in the same set with Bobby, and they've been very close, but they've never been lovers.
Mm-hmm. But they're good friends, right?
Right.
That's the girl's toilet. Do you hear it?
That's amazing. You hear this all the time? Were there particular performers that gay people were very fond of way back when? In the
oh,
boys?
Yes.
Like who?
There used to be a stripper.
Uh-huh.
She wasn't well known, except locally. And she had gone with a girl that I knew.
Uh-huh.
And we'd go to see her, you know. And she was a character, you know. Comedian. Funny. And I think she was quite young when she had gone with a girl. And then she got married and had a child. I don't know what happened to the child. I guess her mother was bringing the child up. And she went, then she went back. She went out with another, you know, with another girl.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a lot of gay boys that were in drag shows and things like that. That was more, you know, they did a lot of things like that that they don't do now.
Huh.
Every once in a while, like that, Jeannie Alice's will have
something.
But this was, you know, like a constant thing. They always had, like, you know, like different bars that had, you know, had drag shows.
Hmm.
You don't see that so much.
Mm-hmm.
You don't. In fact, it was always shocking to me, like when you say, the Ricardos say we're going to have a show, you know, I think, gee, that's great, because I loved them, you know. They're fun. And I think it's a good outlet for everyone to go to see them.
Great.
But,
I went to the Christmas show 2 years ago, and
yes,
it was nice.
I did too. I enjoyed it. But, I don't know, maybe the younger guys don't think that this is important, you know. But actually, I do. I think it's fun. I think it's cute, you know. But I used to love to go to movies, and I like not just to go to a show, but I mean, I think I went to more movies than I do now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But of course, the movies were better too.
Right,
let's face it,
true.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Now everything is garbage to me. I very seldom go to a movie anymore. Really. I look at them and I read the review and I think, oh, you know, forget it.
Were there particular movie stars that the gay women liked?
Yeah.
Like who?
Like Susan Hayward.
Uh-huh.
And Elizabeth Scott.
No, I don't even know her.
You don't even know her. She was not that popular. There was something in like Hollywood Confidential that they found. She was in some kind of a party with all girls. And then when they arrested her, which I thought was rotten, they searched her purse. They found this little address book with all the girls' names in it. There wasn't any guys' names in it. And I kind of think that kind of finished her in Hollywood, you know.
That's terrible.
Yeah. They liked Greta Garbo, Lana Turner. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But Katharine Hepburn, of course.
Great.
Can't think of anybody else. Right. You know.